we're honoring them, and we hold it very dear to us, and we're proud to be Mohawk Indians, and everybody that's graduated from here is proud to be the Indians. And so it's difficult, or it was difficult, to understand how could it be a negative when it's such an honor for us.
What changed your mind over time?
Recently, when we were having the meetings about the mascot and the information being given to us, and the information that was given to us was pretty powerful. A mascot is a caricature. It's not necessarily a person, and more so, it's not a race. In history, they were viewed as lesser. It's not right. I went into all of this very, very clear that I was going to dig my heels in and say, this is unacceptable. This is our mascot. We've been this forever, and this is not okay. And I've been enlightened and understand now. If we were a brand new school starting up, in no way, shape, or form would anybody consider even using a race of people as a mascot. It sounds absurd when you talk about it. It sounds silly. We would never start a school and choose any race or creed as our mascot. It kind of sounds silly.
I understand, too, that several local or regional Native Americans came out for these meetings and shared their thoughts. Did you hear anything from Native Americans directly, and was that a factor as well?
It was quite the opposite. It was when they started speaking, it could have been very heated. Those of us that were in there, the things that they were saying, which was, you know, you taught your kids to hate us, and you killed us, and you guys were the ones that slaughtered us. I understand that there's pain involved there, and was it a time in history that was not good? It definitely wasn't any of the people sitting in that room, unless there was a 300-year-old man in there that I didn't know about. But it was more the right thing to do.
I also understand, too, that you've got a number of shirts that you could sell as a fundraiser. In fact, I think you're wearing one right now.
Yeah, what we did is I got together with a group of friends of mine, and we went through some old yearbooks, and we got a lot of ideas as to which logo the majority of people that would be interested in something like this identified with. And this was the logo that was on the floor from the late 80s through the 90s until the school actually burned down. And so it was on the floor for a long time, and there's a core group of us, which our kids are here in school, and we're here in the community supporting the school, that really recognize this logo, and it has a lot of meaning to us. And so this is the one we went with. There were others before, and the one that we have on our floor now it's beautiful, but it was very intricate to put on a shirt. It would have been very difficult, and so we went with this one, which is very there's a lot of people that identify with it.
And what do you hope to do with those shirts? How many do you have?
Well, I personally put myself out there and bought 200 of them, so I'm into them for a good chunk of money, not an outrageous amount. We're selling them in hopes that we can raise some money to replace the floor, because we have to, this summer, sand down our floor. It's going to be very expensive. The number I heard, and I don't know if it's accurate, but between $20,000 and $30,000 is what it's going to take. And so, as somebody with a lot of pride and an alumni, I really want to help out and do what I can. So hopefully we can get these shirts sold and make some money for the school district.
Is there a particular mascot idea that's being floated around, one that you would be supportive of?
Oh, I've heard lots of things. People are, right now it's still kind of a novelty, so people say funny stuff and things like that. I haven't heard anything that I would be willing to throw out there. We're going to take as much input as possible from the community and input from the students and staff. This is a very, very big deal, and it carries a lot of weight. We're writing a page in the Mohawk High School history books. We get to decide that, whoever that may be. We have to have something that's honorable and powerful and respected. And my idea is, you're going to have to come up with a list of criteria and then see the things that fit the criteria.
Anything else you want to add before I close tape?
Nope, just appreciate the opportunity to help people understand. I don't want people to think that this is not a negative. It's painful and it can be hurtful, but at some point, we just have to pull off the Band-Aid and make a decision, and I think it's the right decision to make. This is definitely not a negative situation. You can choose to make it a negative, but I'm choosing to look at it in a positive light.